Well, today we are going to pick back up with our sermon series, The Full Armor of God. We're on part four, and we're going to be talking about wearing righteousness. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Again, I'm going to remind us of the scriptures. I'm going to be looking at just a couple of them from Ephesians 6. I'm going to read 10, 11, and then jump to 14. And we're going to look at the very first two pieces of armor as we are moving through these different pieces of armor that the Apostle Paul speaks to us about here. He says to us from Ephesians in the 6th chapter, in the 10th verse, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil." From verse 14, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." Now, I have a rather awesome privilege to show you a piece of artwork that has been made by our very own Ryan Boltz. That is amazing, isn't it? He did that in 1 week. Not only that, but there's a whole lot more slides for you to see. I mean, Ryan is a very talented artist. And when I asked him to put this together, I had no idea what he would come up with. And this is just amazing to me. I couldn't do this in 100 years, and he did it in less than a week. So I praise God, because when we look at what's going on here, we can see the different pieces of armor. But today, we're going to be dealing with some very individual pieces. Go to your next slide, Ryan. As we look at the different pieces that we have, we began talking about the belt. And if you look at the belt over there, you see, if you remember what I was talking about, the different pieces of leather that go around the belt. And you can literally see the belt itself, how it extends around and it buckles around the waist, that it's fast and it's a protection for the loins, that we are hemmed in with truth. Because from that truth is where we draw our strength, and it protects the strength of our being, because truth does not allow falsehood to come in. But you see, truth also plays a part with the breastplate. And you're probably thinking, well, how in the world does the belt have anything to do with the breastplate? Well, it's amazing how God puts things together. And this is a reality in the truth of what we see here with this type of armor from the Roman soldiers. If you look at the breastplate, go to your next slide there, Ryan. If you look at the breastplate, you'll see that that breastplate is made out of several plates of metal. Now, if you were a common, everyday Roman soldier, your breastplate was made out of several iron plates. And iron is fairly heavy, amen? You would have two or three plates in the front, because each breast piece would flex. And then there was a part that was over your lower torso. Then there were also plates in the back, and they were all fastened with steel or bronze grommets, okay? And it would move under you moving. If it was a solid piece, how well would you be able to move? You couldn't, all right? So if you were a common Roman soldier, it was made out of iron, heavy, right? If you were a wealthy Roman soldier, it was made out of bronze, okay? How heavy is bronze? Bronze is heavier than iron. If you had to carry this thing around made of several plates of metal, how heavy do you think that would be on your shoulders? How long would you be able to keep that on your shoulders and still wield a sword and a shield and carry this thing into battle? Well, here's the reality that you and I don't see. Go back to the big picture, Ryan. Remember, God likes to show us the individual parts, but remember, God sees the big picture. If you look at the way that breastplate is setting, where is it setting? It's setting on the belt of truth. That thing is heavy. The shoulders do not hold the weight. Okay? The shoulders simply square it on the individual. What holds the weight? Because we're talking about the righteousness of God. Can you carry the righteousness of God? No, you can't. Neither can I. I'm a sinner saved by grace. So God has to carry the armor that we put on. How does he carry it? It rests on the belt of truth. In other words, as the belt of truth is firmly situated around our waist, and we pull that belt tight, right? The breastplate sets upon it, carrying the weight on our hips. What is the stronger portion of your body? Your shoulders or your hips? Your hips. Your hips. So the truth of God carries the righteousness of God for us. All we do is square it on our shoulders. Okay? And I want you to think about that, because at the very top, do you see that leather over the top that is holding that together? Again, that's a form of protection. All right? It keeps that shield or that breastplate of righteousness from coming off, and it squares it to us. And God places that upon us and gives us his rest. Okay? That is one of the things I want you to understand. When we come into Christ and we put this armor on, it's not a burden. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, for my burden is light. And we need to remember, what is he talking about? He carries it through the truth. And it is his righteousness, because we could never carry the righteousness of God, for we are sinners saved by grace. So what does this armor do? Well, let's look at that breastplate once again, Ryan. Here we have it set up here. It says the breastplate of righteousness to protect from the evils of the world. That's only one of the aspects. And Ryan's going to let that slide up there for the remainder of our time together. I want you to turn to Proverbs 11. Remember, God has talked about these things for a long, long time. And the people of the Old Testament really didn't understand some of the things that God was trying to tell them. And I'm going to tell you right now, even we today with the full revelation of God don't understand it all, because we've got to go back and put it all together. We've got to go back and put it all together so that as we put these things together, because as I said, please remember, that breastplate was several pieces put together, okay? God gives us the pieces, and then we have to put it together with him in his word, which is his truth, which carries that breastplate. From Proverbs 11, beginning in the fourth verse through the sixth verse, let us read. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will smooth his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the treacherous will be caught by their own greed. As we look at those three verses, we see three blessings that come to us. Righteousness, that breastplate, delivers us from death. The breastplate covers what part of your body? Heart and lungs, right? How important are your heart and lungs? Very. You take out a heart or a lung, you're dead. All right? We need to understand that's a physical thing. But God looks at us spiritually, because what he is looking at here is our soul and our spiritual conscience. If our spiritual conscience, what is a spiritual conscience? Without Christ Jesus, we have no spiritual conscience. But in Christ Jesus, all of a sudden we begin to see things that are wrong. Amen? things that we shouldn't be doing, things that we need to change, things that we need to transform from, and things we need to transform to. So without a spiritual conscience, we don't know right from wrong. And we have to protect that spiritual conscience lest it be seared, okay, and become hard. And if our spiritual conscience becomes hardened, what happens to us? Quite literally, we die. Okay? Spiritually, we die. The next thing we need to remember is how many of us say, oh, I love the Lord with all my heart. Right? That's part of what we say here at Heart of Christ Church, isn't it? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Amen? When we love God with our heart, is it the heart that physically beats within us? No, it's our soul. It is the very depth, the very core of who we are. It is the part of us that lives for all time. And God needs to protect that because Satan is constantly trying to sear our spiritual conscience with arrows, flaming arrows, and he is trying to deaden our hearts with that very same arrow. You and I need to understand that breastplate of righteousness is not only to protect us from the evils of the world, the sin that is out there, but it's also to protect us from us, from our very selves. How many of you choose to do right every day? You can raise your hand because you do choose to do right every day, but how many of you choose to do wrong every day? Yeah, some hands ought to be going up in the air again too, right? Because we do, and the breastplate of righteousness protects us even from ourselves, from the bad choices that we make. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later as we look at how we are proportionate to ourselves. The breastplate also makes us bold. How does the breastplate make you bold? I think this is one of the neat things about armor. If you were going into a battle, okay, I want you to think about going to war, and you did not have any type of armor, how apt would you be to get into that fight? Yeah, some of you are out there, you're shaking your heads very gently. No. But if you put armor on, now you've got some protection, you're a little bit bolder, aren't you? Okay, a little bit more confident. I can go out there and withstand some of this and you know, if God be with me, I can win the victory. Amen? But if I don't have any armor, if I don't have any protection, I really don't want to get into this fight. And that's the reality. When we have the breastplate of righteousness upon us and it is seated on the belt of truth, you and I are prepared for the most part to go into battle. And it gives us a boldness. But we need to remember that the scripture here tells us to put on the full armor of God. Because if you don't go in with the rest of the pieces, you might be going in vain. Amen? Because without the rest of the pieces, you're vulnerable. So don't get cocky. You know, enough of us have enough of Christ to get really arrogant. Amen? I think it's funny. The worst advice I can ever give somebody is meditate on one scripture all the time and use that as your armor and everything else. You need to take the full counsel of God. How many of us know the full counsel of God? I don't know the full counsel of God. I'm still learning it. So I got a lot of preparing to do. I still have a lot to add to my armor. And all of us need to remember that. You can have enough of Christ to make yourself and everyone else around you miserable. Do you ever see somebody like that? It's called legalism. And we need to be wary of that. The breastplate of righteousness keeps us from getting too bold in and of ourselves because the breastplate also helps us to remain humble. Remember, that thing is heavy. And if you start running a marathon with that kind of armor on, how far are you going to go? But if you walk and take your time, how far can you go? you can go a whole lot farther. And that's what God wants us to do. Slow down. There's going to be enough things coming at us in life. Yes, we have the boldness in Christ because we have His righteousness upon us. Please remember, and I think this is one of the most amazing things, when you put all this together, what are we really talking about? When you put the belt and the breastplate and the helmet and the shield and the sandals and the sword, what are we putting on? We're putting on the Holy Spirit. We are putting on the Holy Spirit. But you have to remember, the Apostle Paul here is saying something very true. Because a lot of people will tell you, yeah, well, why do you have to put it on? Jesus says that He will be with us and He will be in us. Yes, but you have to submit to Him. He is not going to operate in your life. He is not going to protect you. He is not going to help you if you don't submit to Him. How many of you have steel-toed shoes? I got steel-toed shoes, all right? Do they help you if you don't wear them, Brother Ed? Not much. They're in the closet. They ain't protecting nothing, are they? It's the same way with the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is in my back pocket, He is not going to do me any good. But if I get Him out and I allow Him to overshadow me, to guide me, to protect me, that means I'm submitting to Him. I'm coming under His strength, under His will. He'll use me in mighty ways. And I get, that's the amazing part, okay? This was Proverbs. This is what we're reading. I get the benefit. I get to be the one who is delivered from death. I get to be the one whose way is made smooth. I get to be the one who is upright and will be delivered. Because we submit. Righteousness causes us to submit. Because you have to put it on willingly. Okay? And it has to be carried. Now remember, the truth is going to carry the girth of it. But we have to support it. Do you catch that? We have to support it. It is on our shoulders. It is the yoke that we freely take upon ourselves. And His burden is light because He carries it through the truth. Do you understand how this scripture builds on so many other scriptures that we all know and have heard and learned? It's truth, and it's God's way for each and every one of us that we would walk in that righteousness, that ourselves would be protected. Our life and the breath of God in us, okay, heart and lungs, would be protected from all evil. What is the evil that we're literally talking about? Are we talking about, you know, people out there in the world? Are we talking about situations? We're talking about one little three-letter word. Sin. Sin. Whether it is sin coming at us from the world or sin from our own selves. And this is where some of the other pieces of armor actually begin to help us and protect us. And we're going to talk about them when we get there. I don't want to get too far out. But the next question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is righteousness? Well, how many of you were involved in the Bible studies that we've been doing? How many of you remember, those of you who are in the Bible study, the righteousness Bible study? I'm going to read to you the very opening of the righteousness Bible study. It says, righteousness is the perfect holiness of God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It is an essential attribute to the character of God, quite literally meaning one who is right or just. I want you to think of it as the polar opposite to sin. To commit sin is to go against God's design for our lives. Therefore, righteousness is the only living standard that is acceptable for us to stand before the Father. The wages of sin is death, but in the path of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. That's Proverbs 12 and 28. One of the major biblical definitions comes to us from the Hebrew Old Testament, which locates the meaning of righteousness in the sphere of God's gracious covenantal relationship to his people and the appropriate behavior of the covenant partners, i.e., God and Israel. But it also translates to you and I, how we operate with God in a covenant relationship, in a righteousness, and in an understanding that God is protecting us, but we need to walk right, okay? If you're going to carry that piece of armor, you're not going to carry it bent over because now it's going to drag on you. You're going to be upright. Why? Because if you are upright, where's the weight? God's carrying the weight. If you're not upright, you're stooped over. That's sin, okay? You're going to have to carry it. How heavy is that going to be? How many of us can carry a much better weight standing straight up, allowing our body, the way it's been formed, to carry that weight? And God says when we do that, the truth is carrying the better part of it. One of the ways that the Bible characterizes righteousness is in the terms of God's commandments. It says in Psalm 119, "My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteous." You and I strive to be perfect every day, right? How are you doing at that? It's a work in process, isn't it? No, it's a work in what? Progress, we hope. Because if it's just a process, you're not getting anywhere. But if it is a work in progress, that means you're making strides forward. Do you understand? So we need to remember that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But yet, while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. And he has apportioned to us this beautiful breastplate that we get to carry. Now, we don't get to see that. Isn't that an awesome breastplate? Doesn't that look so cool? Wouldn't it be nice if we were all wearing one of them today? The reality is you are wearing one. And his name is the Holy Spirit. And he is right here with us and in us. But we have to apportion it. Okay? Another one of the ways that righteousness is defined is in the Greek New Testament, and it is determined as being in the sphere of a life in conformity to a known standard or law. All right? How often do we pay attention to our bulletins and to the things that we say about ourselves as a church and as Christians? On the bottom of your bulletin, there's a scripture. What's the scripture there? 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. You and I are walking in a righteousness that is not our own. It belongs to Christ Jesus. And when we carry that knowledge in and of ourselves, we are carrying the breastplate of righteousness squared on our shoulders, held fast to the truth. We cannot go into battle half-dressed. We have to go into battle. And I'm going to tell you right now, every day you wake up is going to be a battle. Can I get an amen? Because you are going to fight against something every day. Whether it's yourself or the world, you're going to fight against something. Because it's the way of life. Sin has permeated our world from the time of the fall until today. And you and I need to understand, when Jesus died on the cross, that was a very real time in history and a very real event that changed the scope of life for anyone who would believe. Because no longer do we have to live defeated lives. We can live victoriously as we are prepared to do battle every day. But you have to apportion that to yourself as a daily measure. Okay? I know Brother Whitey prays on the full armor of God every day. And he's got an awesome prayer. He wrote it out for me, and I have it. It's on my desk, and I read it often. Okay? Because he prays a double barbed wire protection around himself every day. I forget how that actually reads, but it's like, oh my gracious. I mean, this guy, he's serious. He wants God wrapped around him in such a way that he cannot be separated, attacked, hit, touched in any manner outside of what God allows to come into his life. And we all need to pray that way, because I'm going to tell you right now, bad things happen to good people. But the same is also true in the opposite. Good things happen to bad people. How many of us are good people? You know, I think it's funny because as Christians, we consider ourselves to be bad people. We're sinners saved by grace. Amen. But if you look at the world, oh no, we're all good people. And we rob and we steal and we murder and we riot. But we don't see any of that stuff going on in the world, right? We don't see it. There's none of that stuff. That stuff doesn't happen. That's only on TV. You and I need to choose if we're going to put it on. And then once we do, we have to understand how to put it on. First, I want you to understand how you get the breastplate. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. For those of you out there on the internet, I know you're checking these things out too, as Brother Pete's putting them up on the screen for you, so you don't have to turn to your Bibles. It's right there for you. And we're grateful that you're here with us today. And we just pray that you too are going to apportion this truth, this word unto your own life. Because as we want to walk in God and with God, with His righteousness, with His holiness upon us. Because remember, again, the truth is God's. The breastplate of righteousness is God's. It's His armor. He gives it to us. And it's amazing because it conforms to us where we are to transform us to be as Christ. Okay? Because I this is one of the reasons I like that armor, because it's got a six pack. I got a keg. So I want a six pack. Okay? And for anybody that knows that joke, I just love that. I want to look like God. How do I do that? Philippians 3, 8 and 9. Philippians 3, 8 and 9. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to us and how we need to live our lives, how we need to apportion this to us, how we get this shield of, or this breastplate of righteousness. He says, more than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Do you want the breastplate of righteousness? Then you have to believe by faith that it is yours. It is by faith and by faith alone. It's not by works. It's not something you can do. I want you to think about this, because to me, this is one of the amazing things. There are so many people that think righteous living has more to do with behavioral modifications than heart transformation. Outwardly, people are out there trying to do all the right stuff. They're going to try and stop cussing. They're going to stop watching bad movies, right? That's good. I'm glad you're going to do those things. But they're not going to make you righteous. Seeking God and His truth will make you righteous as you by faith apportion Christ, and He will transform you, that you will no longer be cussing the way you were, that you will no longer be viewing those things that you shouldn't be viewing, because He transforms you from the inside out. We can't put it on and be transformed, okay, from our own selves. We cannot put on a righteousness from ourselves. we have got to take onto ourselves his righteousness and then allow it to do its effect. And that effect is transformative, transforming your heart. If you don't need the righteousness of God and you can do all this yourself, do you think the cross of Calvary has any avail to you? It doesn't. Jesus died for no reason. If you can do it yourself, and I don't know about you, but that wasn't going so well for me before Christ in my life. Amen? And I hope you're amening that in your own circumstance. So we need to remember that righteous works are good, but read your Bible and allow God to transform you from the inside out. Again, this is submitting to the Holy Spirit. This is looking at the heart of God and knowing that he loves you and he has a plan and a purpose for you. Jeremiah 29 and 11, right? And as we walk in that plan, God is going to change your life. You know, I think it's funny. We want things in our lives. How many of us want things? We all do. We want a good life. You know, I want a happy, healthy grandchild. Yeah. And the day will come in my prayers and in God's sovereignty that that will happen, right? But the reality is it's God's sovereignty that I want. Because I can't make these things happen. A child most likely is going to be born. But whether that child walks and lives as Christ is between that child and God. And I have to trust God to that. I have to trust his word because he says, to those who love me, I will bless them to the thousandth generation. So I'm counting on that word. I'm holding his to his promise that my generations before me, because I know many of my generations before me were not. But he got my heart and he's changed the way things look around the Dubs household. And it's my prayer that that armor will make its way through the lineage of the Dubs family. Passed down, as it were, from father to son to child, etc., etc. For some of you ladies out there, it's passing it down to your daughters, amen? And your son. But we need to what? Pass it on. They have to accept it. They have to wear it themselves. It's a choice. And the thought I want to leave you with today is, are you going to choose? God's commandments are righteousness. God gives us his righteousness by faith. Do you believe this word? That's what I was just talking about. Do you believe this word? Do you believe this word is the word of God? Now I'm going to ask you another question. Do you like this word all the time? There are times when you would like to pull some pages out of this book, isn't it? There are some times you'd like to take a black Sharpie and cross some things out, isn't it? That's truth in our lives because we're sinners saved by grace. But here's God's truth. Meditate on this word. Deal with what he says. Deal with him. Deal with him. And he will love you to life. Now, I'm also going to warn you, sometimes getting you to where you need to be means some discipline. And it don't feel good. You know, I think it's funny, you know, us, and when we're kids, you know, we want mom and dad to be happy all the time, but we also want everything we want, and we expect mom and dad just to roll over, right? Don't happen. Do you think our Heavenly Father's just going to roll over and let us do whatever we want? He knows what is good. He knows what is bad, and he is going to keep us from those bad things. And when you've got that breastplate of righteousness on, and you don't walk in the truth, guess what happens? That sucker gets heavy. I mean, it gets heavy. Do you ever have one of those days where you just feel like, oh man, I just can't go no more? Did you ever stop to think, maybe there's something I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing? And God is just letting me carry the weight because I'm not standing with the truth. I got the breastplate because nothing's going to harm me. Well, now you're going to carry that breastplate. You're going to carry a holiness that is far greater than you. And he's going to wear you out until you finally submit to the truth that what you're doing is wrong. And then all of a sudden, wow, that got a whole lot lighter. You and I need to choose today. Which way will we go? Will we walk in the armor of God? Now, I've only given you two pieces. How many of you want the two pieces already? I know I do. The two I've already described, I want both of them. Because number one, if I just walk in the truth, I'm still vulnerable. But if I have the truth and God's righteousness, I'm protected and I'm supported. God's carrying this thing. All I have to do is keep it centered on myself. Okay? And he'll do the rest. He'll do the rest. But I'm still not ready for battle. If I go into battle with just these two pieces, I'm probably not going to get far. Number one, I don't have shoes on yet. Number two, I don't have a helmet, so my head's vulnerable. Number three, I don't have the shield of faith, so man, as those arrows are flying, they're going to come in and they're going to land. They're going to hit their target. And I don't have a weapon. I'm not ready yet. So come back next week and we'll learn about the helmet of salvation. Come back next week and we'll begin to look at understanding and how understanding protects us. Pray with me. Gracious Father, our God, we love you and we thank you that you have given us the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in that hope, you have set a way to protect us with the full armor that you have provided for us. As we're learning about these pieces, O Lord, allow us to see them in real time, not just as the drawings that Ryan has given us, and they're beautiful, but Lord, to understand that they are true spiritual aspects of our lives and that we need to take them upon ourselves and be prepared to live life. And when life comes at us, Lord, we're safe from harm. Father God, we ask that you would bless these words to each and every individual who has heard them, both here in this auditorium and out there on the internet. In Christ Jesus, amen.
You have been watching a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.